A Virgin Bride, written by Barbara Cartland, narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1867. The Mother Superior wants you, Venetia. Lady Venetia Brooke looked up from her studies. What can she want me about, Eugenie? I have so much to do. I will never finish by tomorrow. Well, she did not say. She just said, go and fetch Lady Venetia as quickly as possible. Venetia rose from her desk and put aside the work she was completing for a special lesson. She was determined to make her teacher, who was an experienced man of letters, impressed by her research. However, the Mother Superior took precedence over everyone else, and so Venetia hurried along the corridor to the Mother Superior's room at the far end of the building. The convent school for young ladies in Paris was the most outstanding in the whole of Europe, and Venetia, who was the Duke of Lynbrook's daughter, had gone there when she was 16. She was enjoying herself enormously, finding it so different from being taught at home by a not particularly well-educated governess. The Mother Superior's room was bathed in sunlight, and it was reflected on the huge crucifix that dominated what was otherwise a comfortable sitting room. The Mother Superior rose from behind her desk as Venetia entered. I have rather surprising news for you, my child. Venetia bobbed a curtsy to the Mother Superior, as was expected of her. What is it, ma'am? She inquired expectantly. I cannot believe it is news from home, because I had a letter from Papa only 2 days ago. But it is news from home, the Mother Superior smiled. In fact, I have just received an urgent letter from your father, saying you are to return immediately. Venetia stared at her, incredulous. Return to England? But why? Whatever for? The Mother Superior looked down at the letter she held in her hand. Your father does not give any reason. He merely says you are to return at once, and he will be waiting for you at your London house in Berkeley Square. Venetia drew in her breath. I cannot imagine what has happened, or why Papa should suddenly wish me to leave before the end of term. I expect he has a good reason, and naturally, my child, you must obey his command. I think it is so tiresome to be taken away just now, when I have so much I want to do here. She was speaking almost to herself rather than the Mother Superior. You know as well as I do, my child, that you have stayed on longer than is usual, although we have enjoyed having you, and you have been a tremendous help to me in many ways. I really cannot question your father's decision in wanting you home. If that was the only reason, I would understand it, said Venetia. But you know how busy Papa is. He has a great many obligations in the country, and seldom, if he can help it, goes to London. Well, His Grace is obviously in London now, and we must do exactly as he says. I will make arrangements for you to leave early tomorrow morning by train. That will hardly give me time to say goodbye to everybody, Venetia sighed. I suppose there will be no chance of coming back to stay until the end of term. The Mother Superior smiled. I hardly think that your father, if he needs you so urgently, will want you to return. Although, my child, we shall miss you very much. You know as well as I do that you should have left at the end of last summer. I know, and it was very kind of you to keep me. I have loved every moment of the extra lessons you have arranged for me. I am really quite an expert now, not only on classical music, but on portraiture and the history of Europe, and other subjects not in the usual curriculum. The Mother Superior laughed. I am so very glad. The professors you have been studying these extra subjects with are very particular and demanding. As I said to Sister Ignatius only the other day,